Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, let's hit it. It's What the Buzz, your podcast to tell you everything you don't hear on the Buzz Adams Morning Show over at the Mike and Trisha Morning Show. What are they called?
Mike and Trisha Mornings.
Oh, see, that's I don't even name. Know that. I should know these
How
things.
Long, Joanna? How long?
I didn't know what they called themselves.
Mike and Trisha Mornings.
Mornings.
Yes.
KROD doesn't have a morning show, do they?
No, they only have Sports Talk.
Sports Talk with Steve Kaplowitz.
Yeah.
Basically, all things Town Square Media El Paso. This is the podcast you're going to want to listen to. I'm Joanna Barba.
Do I have to say my name?
Yes, you're
Emily. I am Emily Murillo. I just say Emily on air.
Did you hear when Buzz was all like, what is Emily's last name?
He doesn't know my last name anymore.
No, he's all like, Emily has like three different last names. And I'm all, she has like two.
Yeah.
Because she just got married. So it's, she's now, and he's like, what is it? And I'm like, it's Murillo. And he's all, then what is the Gomez? And I'm all, that's a different Emily, Buzz.
Who's Emily Gomez?
Emily Gomez is the corporate one that you say it's a different Emily.
What the heck? Well, why? Does he email Emily Gomez?
No, that he's gotten emails and he thinks it's you.
That's not me.
I'm all, that's a corporate Emily.
And he's there is.
And
an
I
Emily.
Think I did ask him, I'm all, did you email that Emily? And he's like, I probably did.
He probably did. Because, yeah, anytime be like, hey, I sent you something. Like, now I'm going to ask him, me or Gomez?
You should, because he thought at one point he thought that was you, too.
Yeah, no, I don't know. That's why he's all, Gomez is.
She has like three different last names. Slape. And he's like, what's the new one? And I'm all, Murillo. And he's like, then who's Gomez?
No, yeah. Uh-huh. Because according to Connie, she tried to change her name for years. And they won't change your email.
Oh.
They won't change it. Oh, so my insurance and all that is Murillo. And mm-hmm. then on corporate documents, because Kevin and Brad came to tell me that he did that. They were having a conversation, I guess, about all of us. Because, you know, end of the year conversations. And that mm-hmm. Brad... They kept saying Emily Murillo, and Brad's like, who's that?
Oh my god.
And so I think Kevin, they all made a joke. Yeah, they all made a joke like, it's Emily, it's the only Emily,
the only
building.
Emily that's here.
I mean, it's like, yes, legally my name is Murillo now.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
another
he came
buzz.
To tell me like, oh, it was a good laugh. And I was like, is it though?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks for listening to me.
Yeah, thanks for knowing what's going on.
So Emily has like three different names.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
but many know her as Intern Emily.
Yeah.
Do people still call you that?
Not lately, but I haven't been on the show or anything. It's usually whenever
Buzz
go
will
back.
Like introduce you as Intern
yeah,
Emily.
If he's all come in and talk about this, he'll be like, "It's Emily, our digital girl," but. Intern Emily.
Yeah.
Like, it's not an intern back. Emily anymore. Yeah.
She's on the job, Emily.
I don't
now.
Hear him calling Steve intern Steve. And Steve was
well,
an intern.
To be fair, Steve's been here, what, 20 years?
I don't care. He was an intern too.
Look how long it's taken.
Yeah, I don't know if he did it to him for a while, but yeah, Steve was an intern. And that always blows my mind that he was
Steve
an intern
was an
for
intern.
Buzz.
And the funny thing is, Steve is the only like verified Twitter account here in El Paso.
He
or
asked
here at
for
this
it.
Station.
They
he asked
you
for...
there was a time when you could request...
To be verified?
To be verified.
Well, so, Steve's got that little blue check mark. You can follow him on Twitter. Steve Kaplowitz.
He's famous.
S. Kaplowitz.
I don't know his handle, and I should.
His name is Steve Mother Truckin'.
Him and Adrian are very active on Twitter.
Kaplowitz.
So. The way you guys use AppChat is the way that they use Twitter.
Oh, that's genius, actually. Yeah. I do love
We're
the app
We're not supposed
chat.
To. That's why we tell Steve and Adrian, you need to go back to, you need to use the app chat, uh-huh. but they stay on Twitter.
I do love the app chat.
It's
I love
nice
interacting with our listeners.
Yeah.
They send me pictures of Christmas trees. Side note, can I turn that into a gallery?
Yes, you can.
Hell yeah.
They sent it. Yeah, because that's what we were always talking about. So they sent it to you. Just give them the credit for it.
I will.
Should be good to go.
Thank you. But I do love the app chat. I love messaging with our listeners.
Download the app.
Yes, if you have the app. Spoiler alert, that's also the app chat. I love that message of that guy. Hi, I have the app. And I just realized today that this is also the app chat.
I can't believe he did. Well,
which is the cutest thing ever.
I feel bad because I'm like, well, then I need to do a better job at promoting the app and letting people know, like,
the app chat is the app.
I don't know if you didn't know in the name. App chat.
They probably thought maybe it's another app that I have to download.
Oh, so yeah, no, I do need to do a better job.
We'll promote it a lot better. You know what? Goals for 2022.
Exactly. I got to make a list of things we got to promote. You can listen to us through Alexa. You can listen to us through Google Home. And the app are probably like at the top of the list.
Those are the top ones you're going to want to listen to us on. I'm going to write that down so I can write that in the article that will go with this podcast.
Yeah, especially during the holidays. Like, that's something I talk about when I have to go record all these things for KISS, is how handy the app is. And like, people who miss Mike and Trisha or whatever, you can leave them a message and they'll see it when they come back. You can send them a photo or video or audio clip. Mm-hmm. You can do that through the app.
You can. I've gotten so many great pictures of Christmas trees.
Yeah. Mike and Trisha are good at doing the audio. Like, people will send them audio clips and they'll play them on air.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. The way you guys have a neckline. They don't have anything. So they have an app chat.
They are exclusively app.
And it's nice. Yeah, for the last week they were here, they had people singing Christmas songs, but you could only sing it by laughing.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so they always do that. And then they were making turkey noises for Thanksgiving. And so little things like that are cute to have from the listeners.
That is cute. I do like interacting with listeners on the app chat.
You can have them do that. It's a lot of fun. So you can steal their idea. Do it tomorrow.
I know. So we can tell Buzz about the number one morning show.
Number one voted morning show is Mike and Trisha mornings. Yes, they are the best of the best.
We all made the bet, I think, of will Buzz be butthurt about it?
Yes.
He says he isn't.
Third or second?
I think third.
I don't remember. I kept getting them confused. The El Paso Inc. one and then the El Paso Times one.
There were different ones that were running.
There were different ones, yeah.
And Mike and Trisha, I think the El Paso Times won.
Yes, they won the El Paso Times one. They weren't even mentioned, I think, on the city one. But Buzz was number three in that one for sure. I do remember that. And I was like, at least you're three for that one.
And he's all, who is in charge of this voting? He's turning all into like, we need to check those machines that do the voting.
We could do our own. That's what everyone does. At the end of the year, everyone just starts doing the best of whatever list.
That's something to write down for next week. Yeah. I'm still here next week.
Oh.
A lot of people are on vacation already, but Lisa, Nico, and I are here this week still. Well, this week has already
That's pretty dead now
because... they'll be taking the next 2 days off for the Christmas holiday, but we'll be back for the New Year's week.
Monday.
The week leading up to New Year's.
Yeah, I'm not taking any days off either.
So we'll be here. Buzz is on vacation. His girlfriend gave us gifts.
What'd she give you
She
guys?
Gave me and Lisa a box of chocolates.
Good chocolate?
Yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, mine's already gone. So, and then Buzz goes, she told me to write Happy Christmas on the card. He's all... But I didn't write Happy Christmas.
You're right.
He put Happy Kwanzaa.
I saw that. I did see that. That's why I when I had to use Lisa's computer, I was like, who's Ollie? Like, I couldn't understand the name.
Yeah, and it says Happy Kwanzaa. And I go, like, you tell your girlfriend joke? I said a very Happy Kwanzaa to her, too.
So she made Buzz write it.
Buzz says that he's all, you make me, that she told him, you make me sound like a bitch. And he's all like, no, I don't. And he's like, so she wants to be like in the good graces with you guys.
Okay.
And I'm all like, oh, well, I'm all, well, Happy Kwanzaa to her too.
Yeah, because that's why I had messaged you guys once listening to the show, because I didn't know the word that you guys brought up. And like, everyone kind of just ignored it on air where you guys said she called you something that's offensive. Pocha. Yeah. And I haven't heard of that before. So I asked Fo too. I'm all, is that offensive? And he's like, probably to Joanna, yeah.
Yeah.
And he explained it's, I guess, someone who calls you like a fake Mexican.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, no. Yeah, that's offensive.
But if you ask my mom, she'll say like, that's just what they called you. She's like, for the like the Mexican people that are born here. Oh. In the United States. And I'm like, okay, mom, but it's offensive to me now, all right?
Yeah, like, I don't like
all,
it.
And she's all like, well, that's just what they used. And I'm like, well, I don't like the word.
Yeah, all either right? way. So, yeah, so it's like, what is that? Oh, blah, but, you know, Buzz learned a new word, so I guess that's good.
He was telling me one time, like, all the Spanish words he knows and, like the bad words. He's all like, perra desalmada. And he's like, that means, like, bad bitch. I don't know. Yeah, it does.
Why is this what he's learning?
I know. What is she teaching
him? Yeah, what do they do when they go home? And then, hey, you want to learn some Spanish today?
I think he mentioned once that they do like a lot of Google Translate.
Oh, my goodness. It's
to
that
communicate
bad.
With each other sometimes.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. That seems like a 90 Day Fiancé situation.
Yeah, can
have
we go
you ever
the
seen
history?
Have you ever seen the in 90 Day Fiancé
no.
where they have to communicate through Google Translate?
Oh, my God.
It
no.
is so awkward, but hilarious to watch. Like, I would just love to be a fly on Buzz's wall, seeing like an interaction like that.
We should totally. He would never do it because he doesn't ever want us to record him doing things. But yeah, if we could just get a week of like reality show style recording Buzz and his girlfriend, so we could send it to TLC and be like,
and be like,
hey,
is this a 90 Day Fiancé situation?
Yeah, we want to like put in an entry. Can you do that? Can you submit yourself?
Yes, because we had the Proud Boy.
Oh yeah,
on
what
the
happened
phone
to him?
I don't know. I haven't heard. We haven't heard from him.
Is he alive?
Proud Boy, Luis, the Proud Boy. If you're out there listening, give us an update.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's been
he
a
was
long time.
Visiting his girlfriend and. Columbia, I think.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And we had told him, like, submit to be on 90 Day Fiancé. And I think he said that like, they never got back to him or something.
Boo.
But we thought this was a perfect opportunity. He was a proud boy, you know.
It's such a weird situation.
Such a weird, different situation that you don't see much of, you know. It would have been great to see that unfold on TV.
Wow.
I'm really into the single life right now.
Is what's that? Discovery Plus,
but it's like an extension of 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh my God.
Kind of like we're an extension of the Buzz Out of the show, and it's all the ones from 90 Day Fiancé that ended up not working out, so they're single.
Oh,
and now they're dating.
Makes sense. Are they still dating?
Hilarious.
Like night, or I guess people from other countries.
No, they're kind of doing dating here. And so the most famous one is the No Neck Ed.
Oh, yeah. He scares me.
He got a haircut this season because the last season he was dating like a 28 or 29 year old.
Yeah.
The daughter didn't like it because the daughter was older than her. Okay. And they were just fighting all the time. So now he's single again. He got a haircut. He's no longer dyeing his hair. He's embracing the salt and pepper look.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't seen him.
He's just started dating a Mexican girl.
How's that working?
He goes to Mexico to visit her. And while they're at the restaurant having dinner, there's a shooting outside the restaurant.
Oh, my God.
And so he's all like, oh, no. And that's like how the episode ended. I have to catch up.
And that's the last one.
It's hilarious. That's a good show.
I just know he looks like a thumb.
He looks like, did you ever watch Zootopia?
Yes.
You know how there's like a little mobster, like mouse looking
thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't
he
look like that?
A little possum.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're called, but it's like a little possum mouse looking thing.
Yeah, whatever that thing is.
That's what No Neck Ed looks like.
All I've known about this guy is from you guys or TikTok. So yeah, I have not seen these shows. I know my brother's into it, and I was like, even you, Matt? Even you. I guess I should give it a try, but no, I have not.
If you're looking for some like trashy, like nothing good of value to watch, like I would recommend that.
I think so. Yeah.
When you want to escape from like world, yeah,
that's
watch
your go-to.
That. Yep.
Yeah. No, I usually end up going over to my mom's to watch The Real Housewives of some city.
Of like, some city.
Yeah, that's some trash.
I never got into that.
They love that stuff. My
so I think
that.
This would also.
Yeah, I think it's the same realm
in the same category. Yeah. Yeah.
Nah.
Okay. If you just want to turn your brain off for a little bit.
Yeah. That's what we need here. We need a reality show in the radio station.
Don't say that because somebody has mentioned that before.
We should. I think we should. I think it'd be hilarious.
I thought it would be hilarious too. But then my thought was like, who's going to record it? Who's going to edit it?
That's always been the issue. Is
exactly.
Yeah. If if we could just put cameras up throughout.
Want to participate in it.
If we set up the green room again, like The Office, where you guys have to go in and you can just talk and look at
weekly confessionals.
Yeah, weekly confessionals. And then I don't mind, like, you guys are only here for a couple of hours after. Mm-hmm. If we have cameras set up, if I'm just there in the meetings and I record.
I'm telling you that TikTok thing work. Where it's like, come study with me or something.
Yeah. Yeah. See, we forgot we were even going
to
do that.
Well, something to start again in 2022.
Look, we got to make all these goals.
I know we keep saying that in like all these episodes that we do, like, oh, we're going to totally do that. But let me tell you, it can get a little hectic around here.
Yeah. And then I'm forgetting everything. So yeah, we need to
figure everything. I forget everything. And then it just kind of felt like things were starting to finally come together. But now we're in the holidays and people are taking time off.
Yeah. Everything drops.
What did I tell you? Things have been going very smooth.
Look, you guys have been good.
It's been great.
So, yeah.
Like, we genuinely were like, oh, have a good time, Buzz, while you're off. And today I gave Lisa and Nico their gifts, and it was nice.
Did you get Buzz a gift?
No. I should probably get him. It's because we had agreed not to do a gift exchange.
Because Buzz knew when he was leaving, too. I don't think he didn't give anyone anything.
No.
Olga's candies.
Except Olga's candies. But then Lisa and I were thinking, like, maybe we should get him something. But the thing that I wanted to get him wouldn't get here in time.
Oh.
And then the thing that she wanted to get him was like $50. And she was like, I'm not going to spend $50 on caffeine-free diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, you guys found it?
She found some online.
And it's $50?
It's like $50.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
And then I was going to get him a script for The Godfather. Uh-huh. And it's autographed.
Oh, my god!
It's not like the real autographs.
Yeah.
But it's like a copy of the autographs. Yeah. But I just thought that'd be pretty cool for him to have. Yeah. But it wasn't going to get here in time before he left on vacation.
It's a New Year's present.
A New Year's present.
Yeah. Like, here's to 2022 and us all getting along.
Yeah, we've been getting along pretty well. And it's funny because one day, I can't remember what happened, but everyone was like, Joanna, you jinxed it. You mentioned it in your podcast.
Uh-oh.
And now, but it didn't last long.
Oh, no. I was like, if anything, yeah,
it was just a little.
Something little.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you've been good besides that. And it's been between all of you.
Like, mm-hmm.
I think that was more outside sources.
Yeah.
Thinking
I think so,
thing.
Too.
Yeah. No.
But you guys been good. We've been good. Here's to 2022 being better. I feel like we're really like bonding as a show and stuff. Like we're really flowing well.
Little flow. Yeah. And even with Buzz gone, I feel like you, Nico, and Lisa, this is your bonding time.
Oh, good. Because half the time I look at her like, are you going to talk? Oh, I'm talking.
And Nico's just there.
I forget as the producer, I should probably be the one running things.
Like, kick it off.
Right. And I'm like, oh, I'm introducing this. Nah. Thank you.
You guys should do it. Okay. Monday, it's going to be you, Nico. You're going to host it. And
I should
Tuesday,
do that.
Tuesday, Lisa, you kick it off and start
right?
assigning them.
That'd be hilarious.
And I'd be like, let's see how this works. Let's get this new
rhythm
going.
Who can host better.
But no, you guys seem like you're in a good rhythm. It's take been the control, going, Joanna. Just
it's
stay
been
in the
pretty
control.
Well. Yeah. I'm real proud of us. It's a personal triumph. Do you know?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How long it took us to get here.
It took long enough, but hey, everyone's happy now.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
And we've been getting really great messages on the app chat of people saying, like, you guys sound great. This
nice.
Is a good mix.
Good.
So, I don't know, all the millennials and one boomer.
So that's the name of the reality show we'll have.
Yeah.
That will work out.
The other day, the on-demand episode for Buzz Adams was unaccompanied millennials. And it was just us.
So you can go listen to that.
Side note, tell me what you think we should name this episode of our podcast.
I don't.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Something will pop out.
But Emily and I wanted to jump on here just to let you guys know that we'll probably be out for a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to pull like those late night shows where they say they have reruns for like 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
They're out for vacation until the new year happens. Mm-hmm.
So the new year's coming up. I'm going to be taking some time off. Emily's going to be taking some time off pretty soon.
Yeah.
Because she'll be having a baby.
Yeah, probably more time. Yeah.
Like, so that'll be a little longer.
It's probably going to be a little longer. I got to recover.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, but you know, it's Texas. So I don't get that much time to recover, but I'll be here.
Because, you know, Texas.
Texas. And, you know. They'll be like, it doesn't mean you can't use your hands. You still have to work. If I can work from home, hey, man, I'll see what I can do. But
honestly, I don't know why you come in anyway.
I know. I always tell myself that. It's like my own little sense of guilt, I guess. Like, I know I can work from home. And I feel like I have to ask permission.
Obviously,
but
it worked.
I don't have to ask permission. I just have to give a heads up. Like, hey, I'm going to be working from home.
Like somebody we know.
I still feel like I have to because I'm still under them. So I do need to ask. But everything I can do it at home. Nobody's here. I need to be here to engage with you guys as in like you need help with this idea. Yeah. Or blah,
who am
blah, blah.
I going to bug after the show? Yeah. I usually just go into your office and I'm like, hey.
Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to be like. Hey, what are you guys doing? What idea do you have? What's this? What's that? But nobody's here to even ask them. What do you?
By the way, does this count as my weekly meeting with you?
Yes, this is going to be the weekly meeting because it should be tomorrow, right? I'm going to be gone tomorrow, so.
All right.
Today's the meeting.
Today's our weekly meeting.
That's what I was telling you. That's an article. That's an article. Take the trees from your app chat.
From the app chat. Oh, they sent some really good trees.
Do the trees. And then anything else?
Oh, our topic today, or one of our topics was, if you don't eat tamales on Christmas,
oh, yeah.
What's your Christmas menu?
That's going to be another one.
I
don't ever have a menu. Like, we never really go all out.
Uh-huh.
But I guess it was my mom's, because now that I look back at it, yeah, it was my mom's way of just to be like, let's just be lazy today.
Okay.
And then her family meal that she, because we were going over this yesterday, actually. That when her mom was alive, her mom used to just make bologna sandwiches because she just didn't want to, like, it was their day to relax.
Uh-huh.
So she's like, bologna sandwiches.
Nice.
And my mom's like, maybe I should bring that back. I'm just going to make bologna sandwiches.
That sounds delicious
and
to
I
me.
I was like, I that's my favorite too, mom. You had us grow up on that. But no, she's going to do lasagna.
Okay.
And green enchiladas, that she said. She's like, let's just do that.
Like, okay,
all right, I guess it's not traditional or whatever. We don't really have one. It's just whatever she feels like.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
We're gonna do that, but yeah, if we have them,
nice.
So I'm hoping my brothers,
I'm bringing you some on Monday because I know by Monday I will be sick of them.
Ooh, bring some. Yeah, give me one.
We're gonna be tired of them by Monday.
No, I hardly get them. So yeah, if someone brings them, I'm like, ooh, okay, let me taste one. And I always want to eat the green ones, and they tell me to not eat the green ones.
Why?
That they're too spicy.
Sometimes they are spicy.
But
depends on who makes them.
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes they're so good, though.
Exactly. And I'm like, I'm burning. But that's fine. They're so good. For Thanksgiving, they did that. And I was like, I'm going to eat a green one. And then I was so worried because I get heartburn like crazy now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got heartburn, but it was worth it. It was terrible. Totally
I was willing to take it.
Yeah, I just ate the masa and I was like, oh, God, it's so hot. It's so hot. Worth it though. But so then you guys do have tamales that you
yes,
make?
Yes, we make them.
Yeah, I saw your one picture and I was like, ooh, girl, that's a lot.
Which, by the way, like, we screwed up a little this year and we didn't order our masa on time.
Uh-oh.
So this whole week, my sister and I have been scouring around where we could order some. And a lot of like the local tortillerias around here,
yeah,
they only do it like you have to pick it up the day of. And that's only if it's if they have it.
Okay.
So, like, if we went yesterday to this one place and they were like, we don't take orders, you either take it now or you come the day that you need it. And then my sister was like, well, if we take it now, how long does it last? And he's like, when is it for? And we're like, for Friday. And he's like, no, the masa won't last long in the fridge like that.
Well, at least they're honest with you.
Yeah. So I was like, What are we doing this for? We just get them from the El Super every year.
You buy them or you make the masa?
We make the masa. We got the masa from El Super. And I was like, damn it.
No, it's such a hard process. I admire everyone who makes them. To me, it seems like a long, hard process.
My mom is all like, how much should we do this year? And she's like 15 kilos? And I'm all, 15? It's just us. And I'm all like, 5 kilos. And she's like, Joanna, that's not enough, okay? And I'm all, 10 is my final offer, and that is
it. Yeah, meet in the middle.
Apparently, we're getting 15.
Uh-oh.
My sister already said it, because yesterday she's like, we need 15 kilos. And I was like, what? That's not what we agreed
on. Your sister did not back you up.
I know, well, that's not what we agreed on.
Oh, my God. So when do you make them?
Christmas Eve.
Okay.
We wait until Christmas Eve to make ours.
So you party on Christmas Eve?
Yes.
And make them while you party?
Yes.
Nice.
And
that's a good tradition.
Christmas Day, we usually just go to the movies. It's a lazy day for us.
Okay. I like that better.
And that's it's like tamales for breakfast, tamales for lunch, tamales dinner, for dinner.
For the rest of your life.
Midnight snack tamal. You know? And at one point it's like, yeah, we can't get enough of this.
Well, that's why you need 15 kilos.
By Monday, though, I'm like, I don't want this anymore.
Hand them out.
So I'm going to bring you tamales.
Bring us some.
Yeah. Usually I have some, but nobody's ever really here after Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, who do I give these to? The cat outside?
Yes.
Who is adorable, by the way.
He needs food.
No, yeah. Somebody's been leaving a little pile of food.
I don't know who it is. I'm not going to lie. If I have extra food, I do go put it in the corner. I never put it on the steps because I know people walk there. And the cat doesn't want to be with people. You gotta go put that in the corner.
There was another cat this morning.
I have not seen that other cat.
And
I heard.
So when he was eating at the steps this morning when I got here, and I was like slowly going to him, and he saw me and ran. And I was like, no, let me be your friend.
I just want to you.
Yes.
No, I haven't seen the other one. I've only seen Station
I was like, oh, that's not Scott's cat.
Who are you?
Yes.
I hope he's not like trying to take his territory. That's what I was worried about.
Yeah.
Because he knows he gets fed. They might be smelling it. Poor
that was a fat cat, though.
Okay.
So somebody else is feeding that cat, too.
Well, he needs to stay out of our territory. This is Ronson's cat.
This is Ronson's territory.
Yeah, this poor little thing just sits there and waits for food. But I go and put it in the corner. Be like, you eat over here. Because, yeah, I don't want people to be walking in and out. Because, yeah, poor thing's going to run.
Yeah.
He kept running by the door yesterday. So, yeah, I think he's looking for whoever's feeding him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I have seen little empty cans of cat food
in
that same area.
Joe Pete said he was trying to fatten him up. It might be Joe. He said it at the Grand Purse giveaway. He's like, oh, that cat, I keep trying to fatten it up. I'm like,
Joe Pete's a cat dad.
Yeah, like, dude, put it somewhere where the cat can eat in peace. Like,
yeah, not in where there's heavy traffic.
Yeah, as cat people are like, you don't do that. No, go put it in the corner. Let the cat live.
The end of the year is almost here. Christmas is days away. Did you finish all your Christmas shopping?
I did. Very early.
Your face. I did.
I did. Because I just didn't want to. We agreed. My family agreed. We're just doing couple gifts.
Oh, okay. That's cute.
Yeah. We ain't got that money to do everyone individually anymore. I think it's been 2 years we've done it. So.
Oh, that's nice,
let's
actually.
Just keep doing the couple and the kids get an individual gift. No, we do that. So
no,
it makes
I like
it very
that.
Easy. Yeah, and we tried to do it with Fo's family, and then his brother ruined it. So,
oh no!
So we have to get individual gifts, and then that's a pain in the butt. So no, Fo finished that. So we're good to go. I'm good.
Yeah, that's your responsibility now.
Yeah, I was like, really, babe? Because it used to be mine. I used to do it all. I'm like, oh my god, yeah. And this year, no, I don't want to move. I don't even want to online shop. Then I'm like, nope.
No, you are busy creating a whole life over there. All right.
Just kicking me all the time.
You've got your own problems.
Yeah. I got to sit here and get kicked all the time.
Exactly.
So, yeah, no. Are you done with yours?
I just finished mine yesterday.
Nice.
My nephews, it's so sad. They've outgrown like the I want a toy or that stage.
Yeah.
Now they want things like a PS5.
Of course they do.
I don't know. Gift card for PlayStation.
Yeah, whatever money you need for PlayStation.
Yeah, like I have to give my own money and then they use that money in the PlayStation.
Some dude, I forgot to forward the message. But I was like, because Buzz was probably going to ignore it. But some guy did message saying that he was going to get a PS5 to sell, that if Buzz wanted it for his daughter.
Oh, wow.
To sell it.
He was just going to get a PS5 and then sell it?
Yeah, I was like, this seems a little sketchy. I don't think I should send him to Buzz, because Buzz clicks on every fake email.
That's true, he does.
That he might call this guy and be like hustled, and I don't want it to be my fault that Buzz gets hustled.
I am protecting you, Buzz.
Yeah, so I was like, oh. If this guy really wants to make a deal, he'll call the neckline.
True.
Like, nah, I'm not going to send Buzz his way. But his daughter wanted a PS5 too, right?
Yeah, I think.
Your nephews aren't the... Yeah, they're around the same age as his daughter now.
I don't know how old she is. 15?
Like 13?
Maybe.
I don't remember.
But I think Nico did say that Buzz was able to get one.
Oh, lucky.
Or he reserved one. And it's not in yet.
Okay. So she'll just get a card that says, it's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And with my nephews, I'm all like, let's wait until income tax for that. Why can't Christmas be around income tax time?
Yeah. Or Biden and give us more money. So sorry, guys.
Exactly. Right. I'm all like, they're all like, well, what happened to the stimulus money? We went to Vegas.
Yeah. We're all going to be grateful this Christmas. All right?
Exactly. This Christmas, we're all going to be very happy that we're still here with each other.
Yeah, exactly. That's what this Christmas is about. I was watching some news story on like Good Morning America, and they were talking about that and talking about how you can get those last minute big gift items that your kids want. And yeah, it's like the PS5 and Nintendo Switch. Mm-hmm. And I was like, or you could just tell your kid you need to be grateful and we can't afford this. Okay. Right.
You get what you get.
Yeah. That's what it's about. Being grateful.
You know, and even if I had tried, when the PlayStation came out, we couldn't get one.
Yeah.
And my nephew had the money for it.
Yeah, but he's just like, you just can't get one.
And instead, you know what he did? And it like warmed my heart a little bit. My nephew, the little one, mm-hmm. It was his birthday. His birthday is in December.
Oh, poor thing.
So, yeah. And so he wanted the VR set.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he asked his dad for it.
Uh-huh.
And his dad is a dick. And he told my sister, like, I'll go half and half with you on it. Okay. But I'm not going to pay for the whole thing. And my sister was like, whatever. So my nephew instead took his money from his PlayStation and bought my nephew the VR set.
Aw, that's cute.
And I was like, I was all crying. I'm all, you did that.
You did that. It's a Christmas miracle. Not a miracle. He seems like a nice boy.
So I was
anyway.
All like, I was like, all right, we got to get this guy a PS5.
Yeah, somehow, some way.
But somehow we just couldn't get our hands on one.
I think people have been trying to get them from the start.
Yeah.
You just
from the start. Like, you have to wait until like a restock or something. And
or someone's doing a giveaway.
It's been looking at you, Tin Man.
Yeah. GCU too. Did you get on that one?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Send me the one for that one.
I know. So I was like, oh, all these local, support local people go and do their giveaways during Christmas time. Get that PS5.
And so I told my sister, I'm like, no, we have to get him one. Look at the nice gesture he just did.
That was really sweet.
And we just haven't been able to. Mm. So we're hoping like income tax time, PS5 is yours, I promise.
Get that in stock. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so hard. Electronics. Nintendo Switches for months and months. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing people, they come and they go.
Right.
But.
And if you don't get it when they're finally here, like you missed that opportunity, you're going to have to wait again.
Yeah. And then you got to wait a couple of months. So. For everyone who got a PS5, good for you.
It's just a waiting game, really, at this point.
Yeah. But that's the Christmas season.
Tis the season, I guess.
Yeah. It's trying to get what you can. And if you can't, you better tell your kid to appreciate what they got.
Be grateful. No, I ended up getting them the PlayStation cards.
Yeah.
And a shirt.
Good.
One of them got a Squid Game shirt.
Oh, how cute.
And another one got, I think I got him like a Wu-Tang one. They like Wu-Tang.
That's a good one. No, it's hard. Kids are hard now. They don't really like toys. They like electronics and tablets.
And I'm over here like, where can I find this Barbie?
Right? We want the old toys. I heard you talking about, you guys were saying, what age did you stop being into toys? But I don't remember what age.
Maybe candid, when I got my first period.
You're like, I'm a woman now.
I am a lady. Now
toys are nothing to me. It's all about boys.
I think I still played with him, and then suddenly I can't even remember the last time I played with Barbie.
Yeah, I can't remember. I was trying to think about, honestly, I don't know, because I still buy toys. So
one day I just stopped playing with Barbies, and I never even knew it was my last day playing with Barbies.
Right? How sad is that? Oh my God, so sad.
My heart.
Right?
I have a ginger spice at home, Barbie.
I love ginger spice. I always wanted those. I didn't get them.
I had all four Spice Girls. But this was when Ginger had just left.
Yeah, she left.
So Ginger was like nowhere to be found. A couple of years ago, I found Ginger Spice at an antique store.
Ooh.
In Cloudcroft.
Nice.
And I bought her. So now I just have Ginger.
And the four are
gone. Now I got to find the other four.
The antique shops that Buzz goes to, like, he says he knows of them. I think he goes. But Dave and Ali's collectibles that I'm always talking about, they might have them. They had the NSYNC dolls.
Oh my God.
But they didn't have Justin. Because I was like, I want Justin only. I know they had everyone else.
Except Justin.
Except Justin. But they do have a lot of cool collectibles, like the toys we had. So that's if you're ever looking for.
I got to look because I.
It's a good.
That millennial Barbie.
Donovan?
The Millennium Barbie is the one that I always wanted.
They have a lot of Barbies.
That one where it was 1999 going into 2000. I wanted that Barbie so badly.
Should have checked and be like, I'm going to go check for you.
And
like,
my cousin got it. And I was like, that bitch.
How dare you?
I hate her. She always got the holiday Barbie.
The one I regret because my mom still tells me that, well, I don't know why you didn't want it. And I just gave it to your cousins because you didn't want it anymore. I guess I thought I was too adult. I don't even remember. And I was still little. But it was when Lion King 2 came out. So I don't know what year that was, but when that movie came out, they had giant talking Kovu and Simba's daughter, I forgot her name, that they could talk to each other.
Oh my God.
There were stuffed cats that talked to each other. And I was like, no, I don't want them anymore.
Oh no.
And I was like, that is the stupidest thing I ever did, Mom.
Your mother, why didn't you slap me?
Yeah, and I was like, you were supposed to prevent me and tell me you'll appreciate them when you're older, Mom. Because I bet you now you can't find them anywhere. I haven't looked them up. But I'm always like, I loved those those little things. And I don't know what happened to them.
Oh, no.
But that's the one toy. It's like, man, I bet you it's worth money now.
I know. Can you imagine? I wonder how much Ginger Spice is worth.
Yeah. Just go look up all your old toys. What's this worth now? What's that worth?
Yeah.
Like everyone's bringing back the Spider-Man web thingy.
My nephew had one of those. I was all crying because I was like, the oldest one.
Yeah.
He used to love Spider-Man when he was little. And this was before the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man even came out.
Yeah, it's just a cartoon.
So it was just a cartoon. So there wasn't. Every year for his birthday, he wanted Spider-Man.
No.
And we couldn't find anything Spider-Man because it wasn't a thing.
Yeah, it wasn't as popular. Yeah.
And so we would end up getting things in Juarez. And we would have to get things made.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, Peanut, when you loved Spider-Man, it's back. And he's all like, I love that toy.
I know. I was telling foes, like, the smell
it did
of
have
the,
a smell.
The web. I can remember that smell.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
That is true. I do remember that.
I miss that thing, too. It was fun.
Look at that. Toys we used to love.
Yeah.
To the toys we've loved. Ooh, that's the name of this one.
The Spider-Man web slinger or whatever it was. That our poor parents were like, oh man, that thing stains the wall. It stains the carpet. It was very greasy.
It did stain
things.
It
was very greasy. I wonder what it was made out of.
That's where the Spider-Man web flew.
Yeah, it won't come off. Don't try to rub it off, but yeah.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good times.
Any other toys? I don't know.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's face it, parents will do just about anything to get their children to behave. But few, especially this time of year, are as effective as the threat of no gifts from Santa.
Yes.
Did your parents ever threaten, like, Santa's not going to bring you anything?
honestly don't remember. I feel like they did though, because we were
like
very.
They did the same too.
We were very into like Santa's coming. You gotta go to mm-hmm. sleep. My mom like did that religiously, and then we'd wake up and Santa brought us a gift already on the couch, unwrapped.
Aww.
With a stocking. So Santa brought that gift right. to us. So I feel like she probably did say, "You're not gonna get anything from Santa," but I don't remember the threat.
I don't remember the threat either. And it wasn't until recently that I had learned of Krampus.
Krampus, yeah, right.
When the movie came out.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, who's this dude? And I was like, whoa.
His homie.
That's pretty cool. And then I got to judge that Krampus fest.
Oh, yeah.
Which a lot of people were like, I didn't know we had this thing.
I know, saw some comments, was like, really? And it was like, well, a third year? Fifth year?
This was the
fifth year.
And I was like, well, maybe if you read our articles, you'd find out that.
I think they do a good job. Yeah, because people are like, they need to do a better job at advertising. Like,
I think they did a good job.
I think you need to pay attention more. Right?
Exactly. I wrote about it a lot.
Well, yeah, because even their own people do a
lot. Yeah, this was my third year judging for it. So we learned a lot about Krampus. But there's actually more monsters for Christmas to threaten your children with. And their names are, yeah, we can't say their names.
Yeah, I don't.
I want to say that this one, the J is going to be pronounced like a Y.
Oh.
So Jólakötturin.
Yeah, I was just say big Christmas cat. Big
it's an Icelandic
Yule cat.
Yule cat. It's a huge cat. How adorable is that?
Yeah, I mean, how do we not have that in America?
I want to, you know what I want to do? Like create a little Christmas village and then put like my cat in front of it and be like, Jólakötturin.
That'd be great.
The Icelandic Yule cat is said to stalk the snowy countryside of the small island nation, seeking out those who have not received new clothes as a gift by Christmas Eve night.
That makes kids appreciate getting clothes for Christmas.
The only way to receive new clothes was by finishing all of one's chores.
Yeah, that's right.
That is some good thinking there.
Right?
Finish your chores or you don't get clothes. And if you don't get clothes,
cat's gonna eat
big
ya.
Ass cat gonna get you.
Exactly, because kids don't like getting clothes for Christmas. Well, guess what?
Oh, that's you're what my nephews gonna. Also wanted for Christmas, because they don't want toys.
Right?
They're
yeah,
like,
once you're like, I want clothes.
They're like a hoodie.
Yeah.
I would like a hoodie and a mop. You don't want this Lego set?
See, yeah, that's the sad part is when they are cool with clothes.
Can I offer you this match cars? I don't know. What are they called? Little cars.
Hot Wheels?
Hot Wheels?
Want some Hot Wheels? No? Okay. Here's a shirt.
Right? That's amazing. Hans Trapp. It's a French nightmarish scarecrow. Legend says that Hans Trapp was a greedy, rich devil worshiper who was banished to the forest upon his excommunication from the Catholic Church.
Typical.
He disguised himself as about terrifying the local children. He captured a young boy and was just about to eat him when he was struck by lightning and killed. But that didn't stop Hans for long. As Christmas approaches each year, Hans Trapp appears as a scarecrow and stalks certain regions of France in order to frighten children into good behavior. He'd be looking like Jeepers Creepers.
He does. I'm going to say he just looks like a thinner Jeepers Creepers.
Grilla. Grilla is an evil ogress said to live in the mountains of Iceland. What is going on in Iceland?
Right?
This is their second one.
It's all that death metal.
She had three different husbands and bore 72 children.
Ooh,
oh, my God.
I'm complaining about one.
Grilla's legends are far older than modern celebrations of Christmas. And in fact, she only became associated with the holiday sometime in the 17th century. Before that, she was more commonly associated with Yule, the celebration of the winter solstice and the longest night of the year. Has that happened already, by the way?
It was... Yesterday? Yeah.
Nice. Grilla, who, by the way, is the mistress of the Yule cat, Jólakötturin, has a bad habit of boiling and eating disobedient children. And her name definitely gets thrown around during the holidays to keep Icelandic children in line.
Well, of course, the witchy woman has the cat.
I would be the Grilla to the Jólakötturin. Pere Fuetard. This guy's names translate to Father Whipper.
Yeah, let's just call him that.
Another French legend. Père Fouettard, or Father Whipper, was a butcher who developed a taste for the flesh of children.
Jeez, dude.
He once captured three boys and butchered and salted their flesh to preserve them for later. When St. Nicholas discovered what he had done, he burst into Father Whipper's shop, resurrected the boys, and took the cannibal as his prisoner. Damn, St. Nick be savage.
So he has that ability?
From that time on, Father Whipper worked for St. Nicholas, punishing bad children. So,
what about Krampus?
Right?
Krampus.
Frau Perchta is the legendary witch of Germany and Austria who hands out both presents and punishments during the 12 days of Christmas. That's funny because, have you ever seen The Sound of Music?
Yes.
Fraulein Maria.
Is that the nun?
Yeah. So when my nephew was born, my friends were like, you're going to be Fraulein Joanna because you're taking care of the baby. But this is Frau Perchta.
Okay.
Frau Perchta. It is her particular method of punishment that brought her place on this list, however. Upon finding a sinful, disobedient child, she'll rip out their insides and fill them with garbage.
That's brutal.
That is brutal and gross.
And she's the last one on that
list. She was the last one on that list. So if you need any help and Krampus isn't working for you, like making your kids behave and stuff, give them one of these.
Yeah, go to Ivor.
Might I suggest the Jólakötturin, the cat.
The kitty. Make them appreciate those clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you give a little kid clothes, that's what we're worried because my brother said my nephew, who's 5, needs clothes. Or okay. Like he's going to throw a fit if you get him clothes.
I think kids just like opening presents.
And not finding a toy, he gets upset if it's clothes.
Oh, so I was like, Mom. I once got this like really pretty shirt.
Yeah.
It was at the time where in the 90s where country was in fashion.
Yeah.
So it was like a button-up shirt and it had like fringe.
I like those, yeah.
Oh, I loved that shirt. And then I had some boots that matched it that also had fringe. Never took those boots off. I was like 5 years old.
Right.
I still remember the boots and
it's
that shirt.
Yeah, no, maybe it's because he's a little boy who wants fidget toys. That's probably what it is.
Those fidget toys are pretty cheap and easy to find, though. They're everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. So he'll get those. But if you give him a bag with clothes, I think he's going to throw a fit and be like, give me a fidget toy. Be like, I'm going to call the cat.
Get the cat.
Throw the cat at him.
Get the cat. And in my house, it's going to be, which one?
Throw the biggest one.
With a big one. Cookie. Give me cookie.
Yeah, biggest one possible. Throw it at a kid for Christmas. That's going to be the new tradition.
Get the cat. Oh, I like that word too. I like that title too.
Get the cat. You didn't like your gift? Gonna throw a cat at you. You don't like your clothes? Throw a cat at you.
Get the cat.
That's what I'm going to do. Pick up a cat and throw it at you.
Or if anything else fails, get them those dancing cactuses.
Oh, yeah.
I love that cactus of mine. I've named her Natalia the Nopal. And when you speak to her, she'll repeat it back to you. So my mom's favorite thing to do is yell out cuss words.
Uh-huh.
And it repeats it back and it's hilarious.
Oh, my God, you need to record that. We share that with the class.
It's hilarious because I'm all, Mom, you're potty mouth. Well, thank you for joining us on this edition of What the Buzz. We'll be back sometime in 2022, I promise you.
Sometime. We'll be here.
Well, there'll be many changes a-coming, but we'll definitely keep you updated on what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
Emily will be a mom by then.
I will.
Adorable.
How weird.
I hope you enjoy the present I got you. I'm going to tell you. It's 9 months.
I was like, you told me.
It's the movie. It's the movie.
I got something to do
so
on
you
vacation.
Can watch it.
Yeah.
You and Fo could watch it together.
Yeah.
And experience the nice and the miracle of birth.
The miracle. Yeah, let's call it that. All right. We'll call it that for now.
So I'm Joanna Barba.
I am Emily Murillo. I got to get used to it.
This is What the Buzz. We'll see you in 2022. Let's quit it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.